First of all, I just noticed that there were a lot of young people who came to Mass this morning with their fathers. And I just want to thank you for doing that, for being that gift to your fathers, for being here this morning. Probably could have slept in, but you got up and you did it. So thank you for doing that. We just finished a wonderful 5 days of Vacation Bible School here at St. Thomas Becket. And in that, each day, the young children were given a Bible memory buddy. And the Bible memory buddy was, first of all, displayed by a particular animal with just a wonderful name, and I'll just give you a couple examples. The first day, it was Mac, the rhino. And then one day, it was Marge, the water buffalo. And then last day was Savannah, the giraffe. And each day they were given just a very simple life situation phrase. But the primary words that were spoken throughout the week were the words, God is good. God is good. So the first day, when life is unfair, God is good. Second day, when life is scary, God is good. The third day, when life changes, God is good. The fourth day, when life is sad, God is good. And the last day, when life is good, God is good. God is good was the phrase they heard every day and walked away with that phrase. That phrase, what they learned, was exactly the line in the second reading. The love of God has been poured into their hearts. The love of God was poured into their hearts with helping them to realize that in every life situations, God is good, and God is present to them, and God is with them. And it was also in that week that when they heard those words that God is good and experienced that in life situations, they also came to realize the line from the first reading. God finds delight in them. God sees them as a delight. Those words from Vacation Bible School, those two lines from Scripture, are the words that you and I hear. They are the words that are spoken to you and I. God is good. God has been poured into our life, and we are a delight to God. And what is poured into our lives is the goodness of God, who is compassionate and unconditionally loves us. And that gift that is poured into our lives is constant, and it never empties, it never goes out. And that God that is good, that is poured into our lives, fills the very heart of who we are. And you and I are to live with that belief and that realization that within us is the presence of our God. So that when we see that life is unfair, when we are scared, when life changes for us, when we are sad, and when life is good, remember, poured into our lives is a God who is present and a God who stands with us. And it is a God, no matter what we have done or who we have been in the past or the present, God delights in each and every one of us and does not walk away, but stays firm and confident and always there. to be with us when we're frustrated, when we're disappointed, when we're anxious, when we're angry. God is good and delights in us. Each and every one of those middle school people, the high school people, and the adults that were with those children during Vacation Bible School, they were the ones who poured out into the lives of those young children that message and that realization. Whether it was the sponge water fight that they had outside, to the movement and music and songs that they learned, to the activities that were part of it, to the Bible message that was there. All of those middle school, high school, and adults poured into the lives of those children a realization and understanding of the love of God and that God is good. You and I have that same opportunity each day of our lives, that we have the opportunity to take that divine goodness of God that is in us, and that the divine light, delight that God has in us, and we can pour that into the lives of other people. Other people who may not believe that God is good, or that God is with them, or they may not believe that they are a delight because of some past or present life that they live. But you and I have that opportunity to pour hope, to pour compassion, to pour understanding, to pour hope, faith, prayer into the lives of each of those people, to let them know that they are a delight and that God is good. So for our prayer this week, I would invite us to be attentive. Who will need us to pour into their lives the belief that God is with them, that God is good, that God is present to them? Be aware of how we will pour that into their lives. And then for each of us, when we go through our difficult things, whether it's this very day or this next week or whatever, either repeat one or both of those phrases. God is good. God is good. Or the other phrase, God delights in me. God delights in me. Let's take that with our prayer as we go forth on this Father's Day and the Feast of the Trinity.